अपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम् तस्याग्रजवरिपुरीं माधुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो जस्य प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम गौरत्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय In our morning class, we were explaining 8th shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami, Nature of Instructions. In that, we are explaining and also we are hearing the explanation of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that we should know that who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was he? And for what purpose, what mission he descended from there? He did not difference with Radha Krishna conjugal. Krishna wanted to fulfill his sum of desires, especially to release the highest modes of Radhika, which is not even in the heart of Krishna. How he loves Krishna, and in what mode she serves Krishna, that Krishna is controlled by her. Krishna may have love to Radhika, but Krishna in separation or anyhow, it does not becomes mad for Radha. Whereas Srimati Radhika, totally mad becomes he. Because of Rudha Mahabhav, I know that you don't know all these things, because you are neglecting all these from beginning. Oh, we should not know all these things. Who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and why he came? Very deeply. So, even Krishna has not Rudha Mahabhav, and that is why he could not be mad for Srimati Radhika. Even for Lalita, Vishakha, Ashtasakhi, they have high class of mood for Krishna. Krishna, that he is known. Because he is object of love. And their what? Container like. Abode of love. And that is why Krishna wanted to release all these things. And because he was so merciful, very merciful, he wanted to show the process how we can achieve something like gopis. They used to serve. So he wanted to give this rag marga to all this process of love and affection as Brajvasis they have in their hearts. But he could not give and he could not relish all these things. Why? He had not that mood of gopis. So, went in the school of Lalita Abhishekha. And he was trained there. And then he came, Krishna himself came in the shape of Gaurachandra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurhari, Sachinandan Gaurhari, is same as Krishna, but something more, not same. Krishna combined with Radhika mood and his beauty. Now he is doubled. His mercy is doubled. His taste has been doubled. Now he has the mood of Radhika. In Krishna, first time he only had that Krishna mood, object of love. But now he has both. He is object of love and same time he is abode of love. So his mercy is doubled. And that is why he descended from there. To relish that thing, and secondly, to preach the process of a high level of love and affection to this world. He was so merciful. And he did. So we should know, try to know, try to hear all these things if we are senior Vaishnava. Why we'll be in the same class forever transcendental. Bhakti like is a flow and she cannot stay in any place. So our devotion in our heart for Radha and Krishna, for Mahaprabhu, it is like a stream, it should go on gradually. We should not be stopped at a place. So you should know who was your Prabhupada. Who was he? You should know. Then you can glorify him, otherwise you cannot. We think that he has also descended. He was associates of Mahaprabhu. He has descended to give the same mood and mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So not only he came to preach the kirtan you should do and what you are doing now. This is the job of Mahavishnu to establish Yuga Dharma, not of Krishna. Who is Mahavishnu? Advaita Acharya. He the ansa of kala of Krishna himself. So far away, so far. And he can preach that thing, kirtan. But he cannot give prajapriya. Never. He is not qualified for this. Only Krishna can do. So when he came, he preached through Sankirtan that love and affection and also the way, the process of love and affection in highest. So Swamiji was not a parish, but ordinary person that you can know and realize who are he. You will have to come in his level. Then you can understand who was and why he came to this world. Why not ordinary historian like historians? Not ordinary person. If you don't know all these things, how you can glorify him? You cannot. So, Sarup Damodar can glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radhavanand can glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rup Goswami can glorify. Because their standard is same like Krishna. They are always associate, eternal associates of Krishna. So you must know that who are Swamiji, your Gurudev Prabhupada, was not ordinary devotee. He has come to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has preached the same mission what Rupa Goswami told. He is a follower of Rupa Goswami. He was very happy that I am Rupanuga. So you should know what is Rupanuga. Even the guru of Rupa Goswami, oh, his help, he felt his very high happiness that I am follower of Rupa Goswami. I should follow Rupa. He was so high. So he came only to preach all these missions. But I told, oh, he saw that the land is barren, not fertile. Oh, so many. So many trees with thorns only here and there. They are making more barren this land. So he has to cut all these things. But really he came to give these things. Like Rupa Goswami, Manobhishtam Thapitam Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kada Mayam Tata. So, first know that who was he, then you can glorify. You should not think that he was only a preacher of Harinam. You should not think that he wrote so many books and he published and he preached for whole world. This is not his glory. What his glory? Oh, he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. Serving Radha Krishna conjugal in the same way. He has wrote everywhere like this. Oh, Jadurani, Shyamrani, she reminded me that what he has written in the explanation of this slope, that even a person in bondage, they can hear and remember no harm. Gradually said though, they should know all these things. You told me in morning that he has written also anywhere in Chaitanya Chaitamrita all this in explanation. That the persons who are bonded even, they can remember, they can hear. You remember. You told in morning.
This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practice executed in the stage of bondage.
Anywhere else he has written? You told me. So anyhow, we should know that what is our aim and object. We don't. But by hearing we can make. You can see in the dialogues of Raramananda and Mahaprabhu, in the dialogue of Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu, in Triveni, Prayag. And you can see between dialogue Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami in Kashi Varanasi. You can see it in the dialogue between Sarup Damodar and Shivas Pandit in Rath Festival. Oh, very high. You should go deep and hear from any realized person. Then you can know what is our aim and object. If you want to follow Rupa Goswami, to whom Swamiji followed, we must follow. I think it will be not better to make Swamiji or you all that we are Prabhupadanuga. Don't discover any new thing. Then it will be new way and full of thorns. What he has decided and given, we should go, if closing our eyes, running, no fear of falling. But we see that Swamiji was not happy in his last days. He given so many sannyasis, you know. If they have followed him totally, they have never fallen down. Hearing Harikatha from superiors and maintaining it and following, a man cannot depreciate. Why so many disciples of very high, they gave up their sannyas? Why all the brahmacharis who were doing archan and all this, why they were devastated? Why a desire came that I should marry? Why? Are they happy? So they may think that, oh, they were with Swamiji, Prabhupada. Long time, 30 years they have served, and he has trained them in a special way, as anyone was telling. Oh, what was that special training? That they should take sannyas and they should give up and they should go to hell? This was the special training, how to fall down? I think this is not. We should try to know, realize all these things. If a man will serve him, Swamiji, then he will be like Swamiji. If anyone serving him internally and externally, he must be in the level of Swamiji, that he can know. He never, after sannyas, he never deviated. He was not deviated. Any worldly desire never came in him. So what is that special training that he gave? So I think that, this was their special training, that how we can take sannyas, and after that, very soon, in a moment, we can give up all these things. I think this is not training of Swamiji. He was very worried for me. He used to discuss me all these things. You know, I explained one slope. Bhakti pareshanu bhavo virakti annaitra chaistrait itkala prapadyamanasya yathasnuta sutushti pushti khatma. What is the meaning?
The meaning of this verse comparing, this verse is comparing bhakti with eating a meal. When one eats factually a meal, then three things happen to him. His hunger subsides, and he becomes satisfied, and he loses his desire to eat more. Similarly, when one performs bhakti yoga actually, following under the guidance of pure devotees, then three things also happen. He becomes satisfied in bhakti, that he becomes realized in his relationship with Krishna, he becomes detached from this world, and he develops practical knowledge of the science of Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavat tells like this. Sukadeva Goswami is telling Harikatha to Parikshit Maharaj. You are very hungry, and you are taking Mahaprasadam, one after one handful. Understand? One handful, second, third, fourth, fifth. If you are really taking it, that three things will come at a time. Sutusti, pushti, khudkayanu bhasha. Gradually, or your hunger will be gone to take more. Some tushti, satisfaction must come according to you are taking. And second, third, pushti, what? Your nourishment will come at a time. And when you are taken all these things in full, or full satisfaction will come. And appetite will go. And now you will have no desire to take anything more. Three things. So if you are falling anna abhilashita sunyam jnan karma dhyana patam manukullin krishna anushilanam bhakti, this real bhakti, in real process, you are chanting, remembering, hearing Hari Katha in proper channel, in process, proper process, then at once you will realize Krishna in that proportion. And detachment from worldly things, sense gratification, oh, it must come. It is bound to come. And you will be satisfied. Three things will come. Bhakti, doing bhakti, realizing something, oh, rush, taste will come. And then detachment from worldly things. You are chanting, remembering from so many years, 30 years. But three things are not coming. You are not realizing anything, no taste. Heart is not melting if you are chanting, remembering. Tears are not coming. And you are not satisfied. You are always feeling problem, problem, problem. More, higher webs are coming of problems. And you are not happy. And a detachment from worldly desires have not come. That there is some loophole in your process. Otherwise, there is some loophole in your guru to whom you are associating. Any of these two things. If guru is all right, then, oh, there is some loophole on in our practice. We should realize it. Why these things are not coming? Oh, no, detachment is coming. I want to make more money. I want to test new wives, new husbands, daily rejecting them and new making. Why these are coming? You know, Raghunath Das Goam, how has that done like so? Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, any of our Goswami, Srila Prabhupada was what? Brahmanist from beginning? Any example in whole epics, anywhere in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnava? Swamiji has not instructed like this. Has instructed that give up your sannyas, give up your brahmachari nastik, and you should do all these things. He has told that we should go to university in the ethics. Oh yes, shown the way how we should go in the school of Gaurakshuddha. We should try to go into the university of Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. We should believe, but this is the first principle of bhakti. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kritaha. शब्दा शब्दे कहे एषु दृढ़ निश्चय. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग? यू शुड नो दिस थिंग.
The very first stage of bhakti, ado shraddha, faith. This shraddha, faith will come. But what is this faith? Srila Kaviraj Goswami Pad has written in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sudhra nishchoye Krishna bhakti kaila sarva kama krita hai. Faith means the unflinching conviction that simply by rendering devotional service to Krishna, by hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of Krishna, then I have no requirement to perform any other activities. I have no other obligation. Everything will be achieved simply by rendering service to Krishna. There is nothing else and no other responsibility for me.
We know Haridas Thakur never attended any school. Was he admitted in any school from beginning, from his birth? Never. And Mahaprabhu made him Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Why? Oh, he was qualified to be a Namacharya. If anyone has faith in name, by chanting name, our life will be successful. And this of very strong belief, he is chanting and remembering and hearing. He has nothing to go to any school, any college, anywhere else. You know, Swamiji has told anywhere that we should go to these bad universities here and there. What will be the result? They will be like historians. They will not believe in God. They will not believe in name and Harikatha. They will not believe in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he came from Golok Vrindavan. Krishna was not God. Gradually this belief will come. They will compare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Buddha. They are bound to do. They cannot have faith on Chaitanya Chaitamrita in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Sukhdev Goswami, from his birth, was he admitted in his school? Oh, he was admitted. In where? In his father's school. But, oh, you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And you should chant and remember. By burned, with his five, by birth, what he was? A high class of Brahmagyani. But by the mercy of his father, Atma Ramasya Muneyo Nirgantha Pauru Krame Puravanta Hetukim Bhaktim Itam Bhoto Gano Hari. What is the meaning? Shamranika.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya, they asked Suta Goswami, O Suta Goswami Pad, please tell us. Shukadev Goswami was absorbed in Brahma. He was completely self-satisfied, having no desire, no attraction to taste anything. He was completely self-satisfied. That is called Atmaram. So why is it that he underwent the study of the Srimad Bhagavatam? Many, many verses, such an arduous task to study the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. In reply to this, Suta Goswami spoke, Atmaramas tamuneo nirganta apyaru krame karavanta hoita kim bhaktim itambhuta guno hari. Even those who are liberated, those who are completely self-satisfied, still, they develop a very intense attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because He is filled with most wonderful and astonishing transcendental qualities which are all beyond the nature of this material world.
Krishna is so beautiful. He is so sweet. He is so fragrant. Even creepers, trees, animals were charmed. You have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Oh, Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan and chanting, what? Krishna, 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 He, Rama, 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 like this. And the animals were hearing, and they were in the way of very dangerous. But anyhow, they were touched with the feet of Mahaprabhu, and this sweet, powerful went there. And what they became? At once chant, oh Krishna, Krishna, oh mad elephant, or taking their trunks, oh Krishna, Krishna, in their language. They forgot their or their malicious and dwesh, enemies with her, tigers and all others, hira, deer and everything. Oh, serpent fell, snakes were falling, bears were falling, oh, lions were falling, all at a time were falling. You cannot believe all this. But it can be, if you are not going to college and everything, and hear all these things in the council of high class of devotees, you can do also. I'm realizing this thing. Oh, so many tigers, bears, so now following. Forgotten to and quarreling everything, and they are coming. I know very intelligent, giant, intellectual giant they are. You know, in morning, Bhagwan Das came. Who is he? You know, very charming person. He was one of the right hand of Swamiji. Anyone cannot control him, but now he is coming. How? Like tells. Now he becomes my friend. I gave him this. He is my best friend now. He is helping in our. I know. Anyone could not control of Hishtadyumna. Very powerful person. But he heard only one or two days. As a miracle I saw that now he wants to know who was our Gurudev Prabhupada. He will come in major. So many will come. Those have no regard. Those who want to cheat them. They are praying with their lives. So we want that they should know their Gurudev. Who was he? Actually he was coming to give the same mission and message what Rupa Goswami wanted, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And we should try to advance like this. So, you should not stop at a point. My request is that you should try to open the blockage from your stream of bhakti. You should read Srimad Bhagavatam of very deep meanings. First you should try to hear, and then you will know what is your object. And worldly desire will be gone. And only one desire will be, oh, how to serve Krishna. So I want this. I have come to remember you all these things. Don't go in the stream of sense gratifications. No army you are in worldly life like householders. No harm. But from there, with your family, try to develop your Krishna consciousness. We know that there were so many associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna also. There are family men, no harm. Gopis, what there? They saw a way to us. How in being in worldly life, in family life, we can develop our love and affection for Krishna. Gopijan, only example in this world. And the associates of Mahaprabhu, like Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, and Rup Sanatana, all their examples. They are all liberated, associate, eternal associates. But they were practicing as they were sadhak. Why? They were not sadhak. But how they were going? Shankhya purvakanam gana nativi kalavashani nidrahar vihara kadivijitau chatantadino shojo radha krishnam mahirnisham sammohitam vande rupa sanatana raghu jugau sri jivago. In how pathetic tone your Prabhupada is singing with tears, with so many symptoms, weeping. Have you heard his any song? He's weeping. The mood of her heart is coming. I want that you should hear. You should hear. And think what he is telling, how he is following bhakti. So he has come to teach all these things. So I am requesting you all to follow all these things. I want to know, to tell you, you should know your aim and object, that gopi mood is the highest. And who are coming in the line of Mahaprabhu, in their transcendental constitutional, there is something, otherwise you have not come in this line. Never, there is something. And that is why he attracted. You know that wood or any other material cannot be attached with a magnet. Magnet will attract what? And if it is pure. So if you are anyhow pure or impure, if you have come in the line of Mahaprabhu, then in your constitutional form there must be something. Otherwise how you can come? There are uncountable persons in. You have come. So, I think you have some qualities to know all these things. If you are hearing from any bona fide and you are in always in guidance of a high class of Vaishnava, then you must develop your Krishna program. So I think that you should try. I know that one day very soon you will be old, very soon. Our power or your beauty will go away. Your hair curving, anything, your intelligence, your money, your power, oh, they cannot save you from old age. And from death, very nearer death, very near. So, in these some days, if you have some days, oh, try to achieve that goal and be happy in this life and forever. We can come to Prahlad Maharaj. This goal is highest, but how? We will follow the process from beginning. You should read from any devotee the life of Prahlad Maharaj from beginning. What was he was doing? He has been given to school. But to his father he is telling that, when his father asks that what you really think, what your Gurudev has taught you, the best thing, you realize in your school. He never told that I have taught, I have learnt something from my guru, this guru. Why? Because his guru is Narad. And he has taught before, when he was in the womb of her mother, his mother. So he was going to school, attending school. He was hearing their classes, but like this, nothing. He never followed them. He followed always Narad. And so from beginning of his life, what he was doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He was going to school, but not taking anything. Never. And his father once used to know that, oh, he is demolishing my all things. He is against me, enemy-like. So, I want to tell you, you can tell when Prahlad Maharaj he was brought to his father, and his father asked him, then what he replied.
Om Agyanata Mirandasya.
Oh yes, so many snakes. There are problems, daily problems, problem. Gone.
So,
as in fathers have gone, died. We know that all those put to death never happy. But we want that, oldness should not come to us. We will not die. Making always effort to make more beautiful, more powerful, more intelligent. How to be expert in sense gratifications? So two rats, moment by moment, day one rat, night one rat. Oh, 1 second, 2 second, third, 3 second, then 1 hour, then 24 hours, then a day, then 7 days, then 1 month, and one after 12 months, and then 1 year, and then 1 year, one Jew, like this. Our life is going on. But we never think that we will die. We are satisfied, like mad persons. So, and honey, what is honey? Very beautiful, very sweet. The love and affection of what? Wife, husband, husband and wife, then girlfriend or boyfriend. New.
Today we saw one dog in the car next to the driver. They love their dog so much. It is also like honey.
Oh, like honey. They are making hospitals and charitable funds for their dog, that after my death, my everything is for that dog. And they will die and they will become dog. They are not realizing. You should realize all these things, this position, very soon coming. Running. Death at any time, any moment. And you are seeing, day by day, your longevity is going on. By second and second, everything. That we tell that, what is your age? Oh, you want to know my age? My age is 100. Oh, becoming. Are your 100 has gone away. How many now years or days you are going to live? Prahlad Maharaj did. He became furious. Who taught these things? These masters are guilty for this. And he rebuked. Then this. teachers told that, oh, we are not guilty for this. He is telling naturally, we have not taught. Oh, they have not taught? Then from where you knew? Then the teachers told that he is innocent. We will teach him and give a chance better to give a chance. So we are taking with us anyway. And after, again 6 months, Prahlad was brought to Hiranyakashipu. And what he told? Can you think, and who is hearing? Parikshit Maharaj. So you are in the place of Parikshit Maharaj, in his council, and all the teachings are from Sukadeva Goswami coming. But from where? From Krishna Dvaipa and Vedabhyas. And to whom? Where coming? Oh, Narada Goswami. And Narada Goswami from Brahma. And from Brahma, from where he collected all these knowledges? Oh, from Krishna himself. So these are teaching of Krishna himself. Go on. Oh, his father was very angry. Very angry. From where you taught? Who taught you? But he told his army, oh, his generals, at once he should be killed. And they tried their level best to kill him. Then could not do it. Poison, very serious poison was given. He was thrown in sea, ocean. He was thrown from mountains. He did what he could have done. He did. But he could not do anything. Then he began to fear that, oh, it may be that a death will come from this boy. At that time, Sandamar told, don't be worried, my father will come. And he is so powerful. He can change this boy. Again, I should take them to school. And he took them and went to school. And in the meantime, Hiranyakashipu told, from where, if you have not heard from your this school teacher, from where you have received all this? Then Pundarik will answer. Hearing this, his father now become very furious. And it tried to kill him, but could not. He was failed. Then again, Sandamarg, they requested his father, Hiranyakashipu, oh, please, don't be worried. Our father will come. And he will turn this boy in a very good boy. So give me. And he took Prahlad Maharaj, they took with him. And they went in school. They began to teach him. And one day he told, oh, Prahlad, you are senior monitor. I am going to my any house job for on war or one day. You should look after these boys. They should not quarrel themselves. And I am just coming. And he went to his job. Both their gurus. Oh, the boys were ready to play. Prahlad Maharaj, today we should go to play. Oh, Prahlad told, very gently, very sweetly, oh brothers, listen me today. We have plenty of time to play. I want to tell something you. And what something was that? Oh, Madhava Maharaj will speak. Then they wanted to know the process of following Bhagavad Dharma. What is Bhagavad Dharma? Bhagavad Dharma, coming from himself Krishna. What he has told in Srimad Bhagavad to Uddhava, what he has taught to Arjuna in Gita, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught to his associates, or this is Bhagavad Darshan. So you can describe what Prahlad Maharaj told in the
Om Gyanat Mananda Sajyananda
Guru Sharanam and all of that thing. Guru Sharanam.
Gyanat Mananda Sajyananda
Sajyananda. We are, O Gurudev, we are offering your everything in your lotus feet. By mouth they are telling. But what doing? Gurudev, the box is here.
With you.
But key will be always with me. Oh, we are taking initiation. But we will do what we think better. We will listen your Harikatha. But we want to be there where we were. Then how it is? Gurudev is telling. Then follow four regulative principles. What is that? Four. Don't take fish, meat, all these things. Don't
smoke.
Don't take drugs. And what more?
No gambling.
No gambling at all. Or anything. Don't take pyaaj, lashun and all bad things. Try to avoid bad associations. But what we are doing? We are not obeying totally. So try to obey Gurudev. Or totally. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling.
Shishastiham Sariman Tvam Prapanam. Shishastiham Sariman Tvam Prapanam.
That, and now I am your disciple. I want to follow totally you. What you will tell, I will totally follow. And then Krishna told Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise he has not told. And Arjuna followed. So a disciple should follow. Otherwise he will fall down. Surely he will fall down. I think that never, not to fall down. Oh, we are fallen down from beginning. So he will fall down? No. He is falling down from beginning. So we should try to follow the orders of our Gurudev internally and in all ways. You should not think that he is very intelligent in transcendental teachings. But he is not qualified, he is not intelligent in worldly things. You don't see. He is expert in all. So you must follow. So, again, so Prahlad Maharaj was teaching. Oh, from where you learnt all these things? From birth we are with you. But we could not realize. Then he told, when I was the womb of my mother, Narasept, my mother, from demigods, they were going to kill her. And Prahlad Naradrishi protected, saved her, and he brought her in his bhajan kuti, ashram. And there, he was telling Harikatha. His mother was hearing, but Prahlad Maharaj was hearing all this. And she was forgetting. She was not hearing, but what doing? Oh, like this. But he was telling to Prahlad Maharaj. And he was hearing all these things. How many days? How many hours? Like here, I am here for only 2 days. And he was hearing this for 60,000 years. He was hearing. So how he can be? and the teachings of Narada Rishi, oh, how elevated. And he heard. So I heard all from Narada Rishi. Narada Rishi is my guru. Then Prahlad told, oh, we should begin to chant the name of Krishna. And you should follow from beginning. Today we are beginning. And you should follow. Or Gurudev may come, but don't fear. And you should chant what? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Stop! What are you doing? I'm here on the goddamn phone! Don't know what's this!
Hiranyakashipu at once came and did like him. So Prahlad Maharaj was chanting Krishna name and his father, like a demon, he could not be here. Tolerate at once. And he can very fierce. Oh, he's ruined and you are ruining all others, boys. Or more than him. And he asked Prahlad, oh, I know that you are not caring for me. Who am I, you know? Where is your shepherd? Where is your God? He told him, Africa. He's Africa. You should know all these things very strongly.
So Prahlad Maharaj.